Good afternoon, welcome back. We're talking all about Chez Charles, which is an online gourmet food store. They are our entrepreneurs this week. The founders, Charles Bourgos and Greg Khalouf. Good afternoon, gentlemen, to you once again. One of our listeners is asking for the website. It's just chezcharles.ae.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, as simple as this.
Now, there have quite a few text messages come through, actually. Someone else asked, what about local produce? Do you have any local produce on there?
We're trying to work on that, but yeah. At the moment, we didn't find a higher level in terms of quality compared to the product that we're trying to import at the moment from France.
Right. Another question, what sort of meat do you sell? The supermarket quality is very substandard.
Well, the best way is to taste. So,
Where do you source it from?
It's from Australia.
Okay.
But, I mean, Australia is a huge country. It has different farms. It's not like it's a standard cow, you know. So we have the chance to deal with a very good beef.
Do you ever have organic produce?
Not yet. Mm. Not yet, because if we have organic, we want organic and good quality. Otherwise, we won't list it. Mm. So we don't mind saying no or not at the moment. Until we find the right produce, we won't have it.
Right. Someone has, Freddie has texted in saying, do you sell Mexican food?
Mexican food?
Anything Mexican on the menu?
No.
No. Not yet.
Well, we have amazing yellow and red sweet pepper.
Yeah.
Okay.
That can be used for Mexican. Mm-hmm. And we have very soon spices coming, like chili powders,
paprika,
and stuff like that.
Paprika.
So. Okay. So you offer, everything. I mean, you can put in a basket, so to speak, what you would need to make up a meal.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And you also provide the recipes to enable people to do that.
Yeah.
You don't come around and cook it, though.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. Is that on the agenda? Well, that might be some of our questions, because let's get into some of these questions now. We've heard about the business, but I want to know a little bit more about the guys behind it. Let's start with you, Charles. What's the best piece of business advice that you've had and that you can give?
The best? Actually, it's the same. Once I met a CEO of a big ad agency in New York. I was about, I don't know, 16, 15, something like this. And he said, if you listen well, 80% of your job is done. And that's the best advice I had, and that's the best advice I would give someone.
Yeah. Well, I hope people are doing that right now. What about you, Greg?
Well, you know, me, I've been quite lucky. I know what I wanted to do, and then I started very early. Then I get the chance to enter in some of the best places in the world. But the best advice is that when you know what you want, even if it's hard, I mean, you just have to believe it yourself and just keep going.
Mm, so knowing what you want, I mean, clear about what you want, really, as well.
True.
What is, where do you see your business in 5 years' time?
5 years' time? I mean, we're trying to be the daily provider of high-end food in Dubai. I mean, what our plan is not to be branded everywhere. Our plan is just to be well-known to every food connoisseur and food lover to find a way, finally, to get the best product at home for enjoying a perfect dinner.
It's tricky. I mean, do you think you're going to come up, you're going to come to the point where... And we see this often in sort of, you know, small, bespoke, family-run restaurants or products or these things. You know, once they get popular and everyone loves them, then they grow, they expand, they become hugely commercialized. And something about it is never as quite as good. Mm. So, you know, obviously you want to be successful, you want to grow your business, but you also want to retain the quality, don't you?
True.
Do you think it's going to be a sort of challenge to still be that sort of bespoke service?
Would definitely
but to be big scale.
There would be no compromise on quality, no matter how big we go.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not looking to be so big. We're definitely going to provide service to all the client that's looking for it. But if we think that we're going to get bigger, we maybe going to add more services on the side, which is like what you said before, coming at home and then having the product cooked. And this is the kind of idea that we will add,
yeah.
We might have a lot of different new things coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So watch this space, as they say.
I cannot tell you everything.
Okay, all right. I won't pry too much. Look, we were talking with our earlier panelists, in fact, for quite some time about entrepreneurship. Of course, you want to. Entrepreneurs and some of the challenges so that people face here in the region setting up a business, from funding to licensing to, you know, these various different things. What about yourself? I mean, how was it, a friends and family approach, or did you get investment from other people? How did you first set up?
We didn't get any investment from other people. Basically, it's a family pot that we injected into the business, and the setup is still as is. Right now, we don't need extra investment. We're growing at a certain pace that we're happy with, and the logistic is being able to cope with. We're setting up. I mean, we have a three to 5 years business plan that we're fine tuning, obviously, and based on that, we will know if we would need to inject more money or. Let's see how it goes. Mm. I mean, we can plan for hours and hours, and then one thing happened on the ground, and
exactly.
you have to replan.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. You can have a plan, can't you? But you really don't know what would happen.
Exactly.
I suppose in the next month, 6 months, whatever.
We don't want to overcomplicate things, but let me put it this way: we know where we're heading, and we know what we want to. So let's see what it takes to reach there.
Mm. So, do you consider yourselves entrepreneurs?
It depends what entrepreneur is. Actually, it became so vague as a term that we're kind of lost of what is it. I mean, we're business people, passionate business people, and if I had the chance, I would replace the word entrepreneur
with
passioner.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, two passioners.
if you're passionate about what you're doing,
yeah.
you will succeed.
Yeah, it seems very very much that part of successful trait, I think, in many. We're about to run out of time. Maybe final question for you. Which entrepreneur do you most admire and why?
I admire my father.
Really?
Yeah, he's a self-made man and had a great success with a minimal educational background, and that I will always remember all my life.
Oh, good. And Greg, what about you? What's your single most important business essential?
Well, myself. I'm motivate myself every day, and I don't have anyone in mind, but most of the people actually who succeed and they get happy in life with what they like, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I really wish you all the very, very best. It sounds like a fantastic concept. I'm certainly going to be seeing what I can get sent home and get cooking. Wonderful products on there. Really, I wish you all the very best to both of you.
Thanks a lot.
A big thank you for joining us here on the program today, Charles Bourgos and Greg Khalouf. Why not check it out? www.shecharles.ae is the website, an online gourmet food store. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to everyone who listened today and, of course, throughout the week. Have a fantastic weekend.